Go. Welcome to our podcast. My name is Oliver and I am joined today by my fellow COVID shut-in, Tiona.
Greetings, fellow students, student fellows.
All right, jumping right in. How do you feel about COVID? Do you think it has affected you or your happiness in a major way?
Well, it was pretty bad. COVID hit like a truck and my already non-existent social life suffered even more than before. After graduating high school and finally getting rid of all the stress of the finals, I thought I'd be finally free in university, you know? Which, looking back on it, was pretty naive. University comes with its own workload and stress.
Oh yeah, the university experience has definitely taken a bigger toll on me than all my years in high school. Really makes you want to go back.
Yeah, but I still have trauma from history class, so I'll pass. Anyway, how have you been managing?
I really don't think it has been that bad for me. Like, you hear all these COVID horror stories about people going through really depressing episodes in quarantine and all that, but I haven't really had any of that, really. Could be because my hobby is gaming, so my lifestyle really hasn't changed that much, if I'm gonna be honest. But I also think that it isn't as bad as people and some teachers and institutions make it out to be.
What do you mean by that? Like the COVID situation or the measures they took for the pandemic?
I mean the fact that people are that depressed and affected by staying in quarantine or wearing a mask and not being able to go out as much and party and such. Like some people act like they lost all meaning in their life just because they couldn't go party with the boys this weekend.
Oh, yeah, I get what you're getting at. Some people prefer being around others, though. As an introvert, I like to be alone or with my close friends most of the time. But others feel much better when they're socializing and surrounded by crowds. Taking this into account, extroverts definitely felt the restrictions way harder, in my opinion, unlike us.
What do you mean, unlike us? You just said you had a shit time.
Well, when I said it was bad, I was thinking in terms of what could have been. I wanted to break out of my shell and be more sociable and form more meaningful human connections. But alas, it wasn't meant to be. I've been shy all my life, and I had trouble communicating with my peers throughout middle school and high school. So I saw uni as a chance to start over, you know? Enter a new environment, meet new people.
Respectable. I had a similar train of thought. And actually got to know a few people. It's really not that hard to establish some connections through Discord or other online platforms as well. You just gotta seek them out. Ask if anyone has similar interests to you, etc. I made a friend by asking in a chat if anyone wants to play For Honor, you know, a game I frequently play. And through that one simple connection, I got to know him more and talk about our other interests.
I actually got to meet some new people online as well. My childhood friends and I made a Discord server to play games online, and they also invited some of their own uni friends. I got to befriend quite some lovely people. Ever since I moved to Germany, I've gotten used to maintaining friendships online, but I kind of get lonely, you know, with no friends close by. Besides, it's a real headache to try and meet when we're all scattered across the continent. Especially now when we're all busy with uni and such. Not to mention, the COVID travel restrictions didn't help.
Well, I myself am satisfied with keeping in touch over Discord or through other digital means, but everyone is different, eh?
Yeah, I realize that I'm making it sound mostly bad, but there are two sides of every coin. I actually started talking to my friends more often than usual, and we also made sure to schedule at least one meeting online every week. We also started playing Dungeons and Dragons together, which was a great way to exercise our imagination when we had to stay at home most of the time.
Very cool. I just keep myself constantly entertained. I mean, it is really easy to distract yourself on the internet, and just like that, I kind of distracted myself from the stuff going on with COVID. Also, I don't really watch the news, so I live under a rock. So all the horrible news on the deaths and infections, etc., didn't really get to me. Contrary to the popular consensus, I also really enjoyed the online semester. Hybrid kind of got me more depressed because of all the restrictions and regulations one had to follow. Even if most people online didn't have their cams on or didn't really speak much, I tried to have fun with it, and I did. You just, well, gotta try to entertain yourself, no matter the situation you find yourself in. Speaking of that, which semester did you enjoy more?
Well, I think I enjoyed the first hybrid semester more. Not so much because of the organization, but because it was more hopeful. Like, I felt more hopeful, at least. I didn't I didn't yet realize how much stress the pandemic would add on top of the university work, or how much it would sap my motivation. Well, I did, however, enjoy the daily trips to uni and seeing the lecturers and my fellow classmates. While I don't mind having courses online, I think some of them were genuinely stunted by this format, especially when it comes to having class discussions and analyzing pieces of literature.
True. But I believe, you know, this whole situation has actually been an opportunity to improve the infrastructure of all sorts of institutions, not just educational ones. You know, Germany has been so far behind in terms of digitalization compared to other first world countries. And it was really noticeable back in high school as well. And when the pandemic first started to impede our daily lives, I think this pandemic has given the infrastructural development quite a push. And I honestly hope it continues to make people strive for more options in the workplace, in their academics, and more. If you're more flexible in these aspects of life, you're definitely going to be happier as well, due to the stress of not knowing whether or not certain regulations, etc., have changed, or if you can or must stay at home. This is also why I enjoyed the online semesters so much, because there was no uncertainty. It was all simply online.
Well, if you put it like that, it does sound like it has its merits. Guess we'll see what the future has in store for us, won't we?
Indeed. And that concludes our podcast. Thank you very much to our gracious audience for listening. That's all, folks. Till next week.